Oh, I tell you what. I believe any preacher in the building can preach right now. But we're not going to let you. I heard a big amen over there somewhere. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. That we've been redeemed by the one who created the universe and all the galaxies beyond. I like that song about how big is God. He's big enough to rule this universe, yet small enough to live within my heart. We will never comprehend that, brothers and sisters. We'll never be able to grasp what that means. All things consist by him, the Bible says. He holds everything, and yet he still holds us in the palm of his hand. Oh, how he loves you and me. That he would want you and me to live in his heaven forever. And then he rose from the dead to make sure we got what was coming to us. Do you know that? In Hebrews, it talks about that. He was the testator of the will. That means when you die, you know, they can squabble over the will because you're gone. And slick lawyers. Not you, Stacy, but others. Can work that somehow to undo what the person's wishes were. But you see, that can't happen with us. Because the one who died and gave us life is alive to make sure we get what he gave to us. An eternal inheritance. That's good preaching now. I'm ready to go tonight. I truly am. I wish I could say life's been the most wonderful thing in the world, but it's not. I don't want to belabor this night. I want you to just know that all of us, every person in this room, if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you have dealt with storms, with pain, with disappointments, with discouragement. There have been days of danger. There have been times when you didn't know where God was, didn't feel God, didn't understand God. Melody was about fourth grade when she nearly went to be with the Lord. I'm grateful that she's sitting down here on this front row tonight. A little boy threw a rock and hit her right in the forehead. When she fell, she hit the point of a sidewalk. When I got to school the last day of school, fourth grade, she was laying in the hallway. And there she was bleeding out an ear, had blood that was beginning to form on the outside of her little skull, and her pretty little blonde hair. We could see something was desperately wrong. About that time, as God would have it, Faye drove up, and we whisked her away to the emergency room in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And there for several hours, they worked on our little sweetheart. They ended up taking one of these arteries and closing it off and going in. We weren't sure if there would be damage. The bone fragments lodged into her brain. And this afternoon, sweetheart, you whisked around and I saw the scar. It reminded me of how we held each other in an emergency surgical waiting room, not knowing whether she'd live or die, or not knowing the damage that had been done by a little boy just playing out on the playground. You see, we never know what tomorrow will bring. Sometimes we make mistakes and we really mess up with our lives. And then other times we get blindsided by things that we didn't expect and we don't even understand. In those moments of desperation, in those moments of just sorrow, you either become bitter at the circumstance and angry at a God that would allow it, or you run into his arms and you find his grace sufficient. Here our daughter sits. Now, when she married my son-in-law, I knew she had brain damage. But that's okay. I always have songs to minister. My gift, spiritual gift, is exhortation. That means encourager. I want to so bless you tonight. But more than that, I want the one who is the blesser to come and hold you if you'd let him.